That seemed like whenever I'd sit down to a meal, the phone would ring with some calamity or somebody having some kind of conniptions. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah. I used to be a doctor. Every day I'd walk into the operating room and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I remember one thing I never did, and that was identify myself as a doctor when I didn't have to. For example, some guys, even on their credit cards, it'll say, you know, like, Joe Blasnalis, M.D. I never put that M.D. on my credit card because it always leads to trouble. One time, Estelle and I were flying off to vacation, and this elderly woman got up and grabbed her chest in the middle of the aisle in the airplane and went, and then, bam, hit the floor. And a stewardess got on the loudspeaker and said, "Attention, ladies and gentlemen, is there a doctor on the aircraft? If so, would he please stand up and identify himself?" And Estelle nudged me in the way. She said, "Well, aren't you going to identify yourself?" I said, "No way." Estelle said, "Well, that woman looked like she's having a heart attack." I said, "And my heart goes out to her. But I identify myself as a doctor, I'll have to treat her. I'll have to get up there with her. I'll be responsible to her. Looks like she's about ready for a slab anyway. And on top of that, you know, I might have to give her mouth-to-mouth. God, give me strength. And then when the plane lands, I'll have to go in the ambulance with her to the hospital and tell whatever doctor there what I've done so far. And then her family doctor's going to come and want to come to me and die. And it just goes on and on. And then if she dies, her next of kin will come after me. I mean, Estelle, we're here on vacation." She said, "I can't believe you'd let a human being lie there in the aisle like that." I said, "Estelle, am I getting through your skull? Do you realize the responsibility and the involvement? If I identify myself as a doctor, the vacation will be shot. Spend the whole day today when we should be checking in at the hotel and registering for the bingo tournament." She said, "You make me sick. You appall me." I looked down the aisle and I said, "What the hell? All right. Let me through, Dr. Nino Grismanelli. Let me through." And sure enough, my worst-case scenario was not realized. Turned out she was just having an anxiety attack. But everybody cheered. They said, "The doctor has saved the old geisha!" And as I walked back to my seat and sat down, Estelle said, Well, at last you finally decided to help your fellow man and do the decent thing." I said, "No, Estelle, that's not it at all." I looked down the aisle and noticed she was blocking the cocktail cart. I had to get her out of there somehow.
It's the Best of Grease Man, Volume 1, from DC 101.